यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा मन चारी यमुना यमुना तीरा मन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज चारी स्तोत्र सचरी सुनशिला भय सुनारविंद भक्तिविदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शिल्पोपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज चारी स्तोत्र सचरी सुनशिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सत्य ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडाचार्य इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल्पोपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुना मई गंगमाई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड मोस्ट मर्सीफुल जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सेवियर ऑफ द फॉलन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद न्यू द्वारका धाम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बॉडीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौर ऑल ग्लोरीज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभु। नमो विष्णु ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयमरूपकदामायं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरं वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्ण पादान सागना ललिता श्री विशाखावितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi, Sridhadhe Vrindavaneshwari, Prishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priya. Vancha Kalpataru Vesya, Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha, Patita Nama Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Together everyone. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrind Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiriyet Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavati Uttam Shaloke Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtaki. Before citing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Nar Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasdev, the author, and to Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. So dear devotees, everybody is welcome in this morning Bhagavatam class here in beautiful Rukmini Dwarkadish Mandir, New Dwarka Dham, 3764 Watsik Avenue, Los Angeles, Hollywood. California. So actually today so many verses, it's written 21st. We start from verse 13, is that right? So I will read the translation of these verses, keeping time factor in mind. Then I will come to the verse 21. This is a chapter, frustration of the sacrifice of Daksha. Canto 4, chapter 5, and text 13. I am reading the translation. My dear Vidura, all the followers of Lord Shiva surrounded the arena of sacrifice. They were of short stature and were equipped with various kinds of weapons. Their bodies appeared to be like those of sharks, blackish and yellowish. They ran all around the sacrificial arena and thus began to create disturbances. Verse 14. Some of the soldiers pulled down the pillars which were sporting the pandal of sacrifice. Some of them entered the female quarters. Some began destroying the sacrificial arena, and some entered the kitchen and the residential quarters. 15. They broke all the pots made for use in the sacrifice. And some of them began to extinguish the sacrificial fire. Some tore down the boundary line of the sacrificial arena, and some passed urine on the arena. 16. Some blocked the way of the fleeing sages. They won't let them go, you know. Some threatened the women assembled there, and some arrested the demigods who were fleeing the pandal. You can just imagine the power of Lord Shiva's followers, you know. Even they arrested demigods. So we should very much be respectful to Lord Shiva. Pray for his mercy. 17. Maniman, one of the followers of Lord Shiva, arrested Bhrigu Muni, and Birbhadra, the black demon, arrested Prajapati Daksha. Another follower, who was named Chandesha, arrested Pusha. Nandishwar arrested the demigod Bhaga. 18. There was a continuous shower of stones, and all the priests and other members assembled at the sacrifice were put into immense misery for fear of their lives. They dispersed in different directions. This shows that Lord Shiva is very powerful. You know, his followers are so powerful that everybody is put into miseries. Birbhadra tore off the mustache of Bhrigu, my God, who was offering the sacrificial oblations with his hands in the fire. Birbhadra immediately caught Bhaga, who had been moving his eyebrows during Bhrigu's cursing of Lord Shiva. What a little mistake is made, you know, he has to pay the price. But Lord Shiva was, you know, cursed. Then Bhrigu was moving his eyebrows. And out of great anger, thrust him to the ground and forcibly put out his eyes. My God. Eyes are out. Now the text 21 written there. So please repeat. Pushno hi apatayat dantan kalingasya yata mala shapyamane garimani yo ahasat darshayan data pushnohi apatyat danta kalingasyayata bala shapyamane girimane jo ahasat darshayandata pushnohi apatyat danta kalingasyayata bala shapyamane girimane yo ahasat darshayandata. Matajis. Pushno Yatanta. Pushna Apusha. He sins. Apatayat extracted. Dantan, the teeth. Kalingasya, of the king of Kalinga. Yata, as. Bala, Baladeva. Shapyamane, while being cursed. Garimani, Lord Shiva. Ya, who? Pusha. Ahasat, smile. Darshayan, showing. Data, his teeth. Translation, please repeat. Just as Baladev knocked out the teeth of Dantavakra, the king of Kalinga, during the gambling match at the marriage ceremony of Aniruddha, Birbhadra knocked out the teeth of both Daksha, who had shown them while cursing Lord Shiva, and Pusha, who by smiling sympathetically had also shown his teeth. Purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. Here a reference is made to the marriage of Aniruddha, a grandson of Lord Sri Krishna. He kidnapped the daughter of Dantavakra. And thereafter, he was arrested, just as he was to be punished for the kidnapping. The soldiers from Dwarka arrived, headed by Balram, and a fight ensued amongst the Kshatriyas. This sort of fight was very common, especially during marriage ceremonies, when everyone was in a challenging spirit. In that challenging spirit, a fight was sure to occur. And in such fights, there was commonly killing and misfortune. After finishing such fighting, the parties would come to a compromise and everything would be settled. This Daksha Yajna was similar to such events. Now all of them, Daksha and the demigods Bhaga and Pusha and Bhrigu Muni, were punished by the soldiers of Lord Shiva. But later everything would come to a peaceful end. So this spate of fighting between one and another was not exactly inimical, because everyone was so powerful and wanted to show his strength by Vedic mantra or mystic power. All these fighting skills were very elaborately exhibited by the different parties at the Daksha Yajna. Dear devotees, so it's a big problem for Daksha and whoever is with Daksha, big problem. As I mentioned other day also, that Daksha, because of his not acting properly, is acting on the bodily plane because of too much sense gratification. Daksha means one who is expert in producing children. So he offended Lord Shiva, who is the greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. So the result of that is a big problem, fight, and even, you know, Daksha lost his head, and all the demigods, those who were with Daksha in this fire sacrifice, they were also punished, and Bhaga, and who else, this other one with him, they were also punished, their teeth were broken, you know, and Birbhadra knocked out the teeth of both Daksha, who had shown them while cursing Lord Shiva, and Kusha, who was smiling sympathetically, had also shown his teeth. So devotees, we have to be very, very careful. What I feel here, what we have to learn, that we should not side with someone to whom we like. We may like a person, but in a particular incident, he is not acting properly. He is my friend, so I will, it's natural for me to show favor to my friend. But that's not proper, as, you know, this Pusha was also smiling sympathetically when Lord Shiva was cursed. So Birbhadra, you know, he punished both, you know, Daksha, knocked down their teeth, and Pusha, who was sympathetically, you know, smiling and showing his teeth. So even, you know, little sympathy for a wrongdoer is very dangerous. Actually, to make advancement in spiritual life is very, very important for all of us to make note of this, all these points, you know. These points are there to help us, to elevate us on the spiritual platform, to understand all these intricacies of spiritual life. Spiritual life, by the mercy of Lord Gaur Hari and by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's pure devotee Srila Prabhupada and predecessor Acharya, it has become very easy. But still, certain codes of conduct has to be followed. If you don't follow certain codes of conduct in the spiritual life, then it's very, very dangerous. So, as we all know, that the 12 Mahajans, great authorities, Mahajan Yena Katha Supantha, and Bhishma Pitamaha is also the one of the Mahajan. Is that right? He's one of the Mahajan. But he also made a mistake. Where he made a mistake? He sided with Duryodhan, who was a rascal. He sided with Dhritarashtra. Prabhupada explains that Dhritarashtra was blindly both materially and spiritually. He was siding with his sons, headed by Duryodhan, but he was, you know, mistreating the sons of his brother Pandu. They were saintly, they were wonderful devotees, and he was not, you know, helping them. So when a point came, Arjun said, "My Lord, how I can fight with Pitama Bhisham, grandfather Bhisham, and a teacher, Guru, Drona." Guru Drona is a Brahmin. Bhisham Pitama is his grandfather. Arjun was reluctant. Then what Lord Sri Krishna said? "Arjun, when the sons of Dhritarashtra were disturbing your wife Draupadi, sons of Dushasan and Duryodhan, and their hundred brothers. So that time, Pitama Bhisham, your grandfather Bhishma, and Guru Drona, they were sitting there. They didn't see anything. Negligence of duty. Negligence of duty, and you must punish them. These are the order of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So point I am trying to make here is, the negligence of duty should not be there. Though Bhishma Pitama was with Duryodhan, somehow or other, by the will of providence or whatever it was, his karma, but same time when something wrong was happening, when Duryodhan is acting on the bodily plane and is trying to disrobe a great lady, Queen Draupadi. Draupadi is not an ordinary woman. No woman should be insulted. What to speak of a great woman like Draupadi, who was born out of fire? So they kept quiet. And they didn't do anything. Simply by keeping quiet, because it was their duty, they were elderly persons, they should have stopped this. "Duryodhan, stop this nonsense. What are you doing?" But they kept quiet. Lord Sri Krishna saying, negligence of duty. So we should not be negligence of our duty, wherever we are. Like Prabhupada is mentioning in one place, the business of a GBC and a sannyasi is, Prabhupada has mentioned both, is that right? GBC and sannyasi? Yeah. Prabhupada said the business of a GBC and sannyasi is, they should travel around and preach and maintain the standard. So, point I'm making is, we are negligent of our duty. We are not performing our duty properly. That's why there are problems. It's mentioned that burai or bimari. Burai means some fault. And bimari means disease. Whenever some fault is there, it should be immediately checked, stopped. Otherwise that fault will go on increasing. And bimari, someone gets sick, little sickness, and he doesn't care for that. Like, you know, as we are hearing, that our God brother, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, that he has a problem in his foot. He neglected that. He didn't care for that. Now, you know, that has turned to cancer. Now we will miss one of our God brother. He is very friendly to me and we are very close. And no, he will leave his body. So point I'm making, we should not be negligent. Burai and bimari, if there is any fault, it should be immediately checked and stopped. And one who doesn't do that, doesn't stop, then he is also punishable. This is an important point. Is it clear to everyone? This point is clear? Very, very important. Wherever we are placed, and if we are given some responsibilities, I have seen this in Srila Prabhupada, that this is our misfortune that Prabhupada started this movement in 1966 and left for Gaulok Vrindavan in 1977. Only 11 years. Total, if somebody has Prabhupada's association maximum, only 11 years, not more than 11 years. Before that, Prabhupada was, you know, hidden. Nobody knew. A great soul is on this earth. Unless he came to the West and preached and saved the soul and founded this movement. But even in these 11 years, he did the work of 1100 years. Why? He's translating day and night, busy. And letters are coming from all over the world. Can you imagine a problem in those days? Now it's how many years later? 30, 35, how many years later now? 33 years later, problems are still there. But that time, it was just beginning of the movement. And problems were there, letters were coming, and this problem, that problem, and they were all coming to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada very expertly was dealing with all the problems. He was giving justice, no partiality to anyone. I remember, I also got into problem. I was in Africa, and this one sannyasi, that time I was brahmachari. And by Prabhupada's mercy, I was new to the movement. And I was going out and preaching. And by his mercy, members were coming every day. And now this sannyasi, he was going to become GBC. He was acting as a GBC. And Prabhupada was bringing money, making this humble self instrument to bring the money. And this sannyasi was an instrument in spending money, like anything. Even he went to the hotel and stayed in the hotel for 7 days. One life member who was helping me, and he asked me this question, can your sannyasi can stay in the hotel? I said, no. I said, I have a proof. Your sannyasi was in the Khalifi hotel. He stayed there for 7 days. So then I confronted him. I said, Maharaj, I was a brahmachari. I said, you stayed in the hotel? He said, who said? I said, life member. You know what was his reply? Life member means books, life membership card, magazine, nothing else. You understand what he said? Means life member cannot say anything. I said, Maharaj, I don't agree with you what you are saying. What he is saying is right. So, he must be smashing my false ego. He started hitting me, you know. But I didn't hit him back. You know why? I said, Maharaj, you are Prabhupada Sannyasi. I respect my Gurudev very much, and I respect you also. You are hitting me. You hit me 2-3 times. I can also hit you once, you know. But I won't do that. I told him. But mind it, Krishna is not going to tolerate this, what you are doing to me. They say, what you know about Krishna? He was thinking he knew everything. Then he wrote Prabhupada. See, something very, very important to understand. He wrote to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, his activities are questionable. He's starting a separate center here, which was totally false. And all the devotees sided with him. He's a big sannyasi. I'm a small timer. Everybody signed, you know. So letter came to Prabhupada. But someone, you know, on my behalf also wrote to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, who is the, you know, what you call, super conscious, he knew who's who. And one who wrote from my side, I didn't write anything to Prabhupada. Prabhupada wrote him back, why you hit him? Why you did this? You apologize him. This is not the management. This is not the way you should manage. You should apologize him. Which he never did that, you know. But then we feel sorry, then he left the movement, we don't know where is he. He's from Florida. So point I'm making is Prabhupada was giving justice. It's not that a big devotee wrote him some false stories and everybody's joining with him in a false, you know, stories. And Prabhupada said, oh, no, you are nonsense because everybody is with him. Nobody's with you. No, Prabhupada told him, you apologize him. So this thing, you know, purchased me forever for, you know, I'm sold out to Srila Prabhupada because he was impartial. And we have to follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, follow the footsteps of, you know, this Mahajans. We should also become impartial. Suppose if I have a friend or my brother or whatever he may be, he's nonsense in certain point, I should not side with him. I said, no, you're nonsense. This should be the principle. And especially, devotees should act on this platform. If we want to head towards devotional service, if we want to make advancement on the path of devotion, then we should act on this platform. If I side with my friend, oppose my enemy, and my friend is nonsense, and my enemy is right on that point, I must be with my enemy, not with my friend. So, this thing I notice in Srila Prabhupada, and I'm sorry to say, after the departure of Srila Prabhupada, this thing is not happening. No impartiality is there. So we have problems. So we have to address these problems so that we can get out of, you know, this, what do you call it? The word is used in English. Scenarial, what is that word? Huh? You can say that. so that we can get out of this and situate ourselves properly and we become a good instrument in the service of Srila Prabhupada and he will take us to Krishna and Radharani's mercy will flow on us if Prabhupada who has Radharani's mercy. You know how is that? When Srila Prabhupada will, Prabhupada was young boy and his father will invite Srila Gaur Mohan and will invite sadhus, Vaishnavas at home and feed them very nicely, take nice care of them, give them nice dakshina, and then he will say, they will say, oh, we bless you, give the blessings to Srila Gaur Mohan. And he said, no, please bless my son, so that Radharani should be merciful to him. And Radharani was very merciful to Srila Prabhupada. Without the mercy of Radharani, we cannot take a step on this path of devotion. Srila Prabhupada was blessed by Srimati Radharani. So, if Prabhupada is kind upon us, he will be kind upon us if we will follow his lotus feet, follow his instructions, and try to become little like him. Of course, he was the ocean of wonderful qualities. We cannot become like him, but we pray to him if we can become in the little dust of his lotus feet, then we will become better person. So, I feel the point here in this verse is Then whoever sided with Daksha, Bhaga was, or Pusha, whoever he was, their teeth were knocked down, Pusha, who smiled sympathetically, had also shown his teeth to, Lord Shiva when he was cursed by Daksha. Lord Shiva is such a magnanimous, wonderful personality. He kept quiet. He didn't say anything. But then this whole thing happened, and this thing took place, because nothing can happen, we should understand, nothing can happen without the will of Krishna. Krishna's will is there. Even if this incident took place, that whole sacrifice was destroyed by the follower of Lord Shiva, because Daksha has offended Lord Shiva, and this was actually will of the Lord. Without the will of the Lord, nothing can happen. If something is happening, devotee takes, this is the will of the Lord. In one incident, in Chaitanya Leela, the incident goes like this, that Lord Chaitanya was unconscious because he's always in the mood of Radharani, and there were some yavanas around there, and the devotees were fearful that yavana is going to kill us, And when Lord came to his external consciousness, and they told the whole thing that we were put into this difficulty, my Lord, and we were very afraid. I don't remember this incident exactly, but I'm giving you the gist. You know what Lord Chaitanya said? Lord Chaitanya said, you think Yavana could have attacked you? I'm not in their heart. I'm in the heart of everyone. Nobody can do anything without my will. So he assured the devotees. Actually, Krishna is in the heart of everyone. Even he is in the heart of demons, even he is in the heart of snakes. Without his will, nothing can happen. Suppose a snake bites me, I should not think, oh, it's a mistake of snake. It's Krishna's will. Krishna's behind. I have seen Prabhupada is so sick in Vrindavan, lying on his bed, and he cannot move. But there is no sign of this unhappiness on Prabhupada's face. Rather, few days later, Prabhupada left his body, and Srila Prabhupada is translating. That scene, I was right there, sitting at his lotus feet, Jayadvaita Brahmachari that time, and other, our god brother, who used to help Prabhupada in Sanskrit, and Prabhupada is translating, and he is lying down. Microphone is put in near his mouth. Such a beautiful purport he has given. And then Jayadvaita asked this question to Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked this question to Jayadvaita. How is the translation and purport in this kind of situation? Jayadvaita said, Prabhupada is perfect. You read this Brahma Bimohan Leela, and the last part, and the purport is given by Srila Prabhupada few days before his departure from this world to the spiritual world. Though Prabhupada, when I came to see Srila Prabhupada, and Bhakti Charu Maharaj was sitting close to him, and Prabhupada's voice was very faltering, I was not able to follow. And Prabhupada mentioned to Bhakti Charu Swami that bones are hurting me very much. See, no muscles, only bones, they hurt. But Prabhupada is tolerating everything. He is thinking this is the will of the Krishna. As I mentioned to you the other day, once I asked Srila Prabhupada, I had this full faith that Srila Prabhupada is not from this world, he is from the spiritual world and very, very special devotee. But I had some doubts in my mind also. Doubt was, Prabhupada was sick, and I asked this question to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why you are sick? Because I was thinking a pure devotee should not be sick. So then his immediate reply was, because of you I am sick. I have accepted so many disciples. This is the fact I am telling you. He took our karma on him. His bodily sickness was nothing but our karma. He very clearly said. But he was tolerating everything. If Krishna was putting him into that difficulty, Krishna is showing to everyone that my devotees are so tolerant. My devotees are so forbearing. That they are so equipoised, they are always peaceful. So I saw this, Prabhupada, transcendentally situated. Transcendental, even in that situation, when you know. And one thing I will say that, as I mentioned earlier, that correction should be made. And I noticed one thing. Bhagatji, Prabhupada's friend, who gave this land of Gurukul in Vrindavan, Bhagatji used to come and talk to Prabhupada very long, and he has affection for Prabhupada, no doubt in this. So Bhagatji brought one doctor, Dr. Gopal. And Dr. Gopal, he came to examine Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is lying, only bones, no muscles, very weak. So he lifted one leg up, Prabhupada started moving slowly. Then another leg, slowly. And then he lifted Prabhupada's one arm and started moving. He's checking. When he lifted one arm, I won't name my godbrother. He said, when he was moving his arm, so many devotees are around. I was also sitting there. And he said, Prabhupada, soon you will get better. And with this hand, you are going to lift the bell of Krishna Balaram and you are going to ring the bell with this left hand. Everybody laughed. Everybody laughed. Now when he lifted his right hand, started moving, then he said, Prabhupada, with right hand, you are going to hold the aarti of Krishna Balaram. Everybody laughed. Now Dr. Gopal examined Prabhupada and he left. I'm sitting right there. Now only devotees. Immediately this very big devotee, Prabhupada corrected him. Though he's lying. Few days later he's going to leave for spiritual world. Prabhupada said this. A devotee, a disciple, should not speak in a such a way before spiritual master which cause a laughter. He was thinking he's doing the great thing, you know. Everybody is laughing. Prabhupada immediately corrected him. So, correction is very much needed. But we are so unfortunate, I feel myself, you know, several times I had a chastisement from Srila Prabhupada, and I wish he could have kept on chastising me for the rest of my life. Not so fortunate. But now even sometime, you know, I make mistake. Sometime maybe overeating, I felt sick. I feel this is a chastisement from Prabhupada. He doesn't want me to eat more or be controlled. And one day, in Bombay temple, the devotees were sitting this side, there was a Tulsi garden. Radha Rasviari here, Srila Prabhupada is sitting here, yes. I was also this side. And now Prabhupada giving the pravachan. I think I started, I was going to start. And the people are walking in between and coming. One man came and sat just in the middle, you know, pathway. He sat there, so I noticed that he's just blocking the path of others. So I not saying, I said, move a little back, go like this. But Prabhupada was sitting right there. He said, you have to move back. I'm moving here, you have to move back. I don't know what was in my mind. He immediately corrected, you know, I was chastised. I kept quiet. I didn't say anything. Many times, heavy chastisement. Heavy chastisement. And if one of our godbrothers said, it's very difficult to be with Prabhupada. Actually, it's not difficult. He's over-concerned for us. Because we are lost in this material world. His concern is that we situate ourselves properly, become good devotee, so that we can make advancement and return back home, back to Godhead. This was his concern, over-concern. Whereas we were lost, no concern. We are just trying to pass the time. Many times it's seen, you know, Prabhupada chastisement, heavy chastisement. He was chastised, and his chastisement was so heavy that I will tell you one happening. I might have told before, but many of you must have forgot this. In 77, the year Prabhupada left for spiritual world in Mayapur, Prabhupada gave me opportunity to serve him as his personal servant. And Prabhupada sitting on his desk, upstairs room, top, and pressing the bell, buzzed again and again. And I heard inside, I said, Prabhupada, you want anything? Go and see, where is this guard? One devotee was supposed to guard Prabhupada's room, stand outside. I came out, I said, Prabhupada is not there. Go and find out where is he. So I came down and he was there walking. I said, Prabhupada is calling you. So we both entered Prabhupada's room. And as soon as we entered Prabhupada's room, you know what was Prabhupada's reaction? Where were you? He shouted like this. He said, where were you? And this devotee started shouting, you know. Not shouting, but shivering, you know. Like this. And he couldn't utter any word from his mouth, you know. So I didn't do anything. This was his fault. And Prabhupada said, you rascal, you were supposed to stay there. Why you were not there? There must be something in Prabhupada's mind, you know. God should be there guarding Prabhupada's room. He is given that job and he's walking down without saying anything. And he started shivering. I didn't do anything. Did I do anything? No. I also started shivering. I was very fear. Prabhupada is so mean. I felt the pure devotee got angry. It's not good. But then, to my surprise, as soon as this devotee, Prabhupada chastised so many things said to him, as soon as he went out, you know, next moment, Prabhupada is more than normal. Just normal. I have seen sometime, once in Bombay, two devotees, one very elderly devotee, one young devotee, they had a fight, quarrel. I happened to pass by and this elderly devotee stopped me. He said, Maharaj, he's doing that. He's not, Maharaj, this devotee, he's not able to speak. He's so angry, you know. Point I'm making, Prabhupada is so angry, his anger is so powerful. But it was just for our correction. Next moment, Prabhupada said, normal. He's talking to me normally. I am looking at Prabhupada's face. At Prabhupada, you're so transcendental. I cannot believe. You chastise him so heavily, but you're just normal. So Prabhupada's anger was not out of ignorance or passion. His anger was transcendental. For our correction, anger is also needed. Hanumanji got angry on Ravana. And so many instances are there. But correction is very much needed. And those who sided with Daksha, they had to pay the very big price. Their teeth were knocked down. And big trouble. Everyone has big trouble. Bhrigu Muni's, you know, beard was cut off. And Daksha's head is cut off. And problem. So, please, I think you understand what I said. This is what I feel. The gist of this purport and this verse. That check and balance is required. Otherwise, we invite big problem for us. So thank you very much for listening. And all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, comments anybody has? If you don't agree with me what I said, feel free to ask a question. I think Swas doesn't agree with me. He's just smiling. You don't agree?
I agree.
Thank you very much for your agreement. Yes. Say again?
Who would have the authority to chastise somebody else? Or what would be a proper situation to chastise?
What is
that? He's asking, who has the authority or to chastise someone? Or when is the proper time to chastise someone?
We all have the authorities in different degrees, you know. Suppose you are a householder? You're married, your wife make mistake. You have the authority to chastise her and correct her. Suppose if you are senior to some devotee, you have the authority to chastise your junior, explain him very nicely, Prabhu, you are not doing this. We all have authority. Suvas has authority to chastise all of us here in New Dwarka Dham. And Sura has authority in a BBT to chastise to everyone if they are not printing books properly. Why you are not doing this, you know. We have authority in different places, you know. We all have authority. You understand? Thank you. Any other question? Sura, are you okay? You put your head down. Are you? Say again. Thank you very much. Any question any Mataji has? Yes, Mataji. Give the mic to this Mataji.
You were talking about not being partial, and sometimes you find out later on that you were partial to the wrong side.
I was?
No. Sometimes I.
You said you were partial.
Talking about myself.
Uh-huh.
You were saying. I think it was Usha was. He was smiling when Shiva was being insulted.
Yeah.
So sometimes, in retrospect, you see that I was wrong. I took the wrong side, but it takes a long time to understand that. So I'm trying to understand. Is that because you were on the side of sense gratification, or you?
Exactly. You answered your question. You know, unless or until we become pure and head towards purity, then we don't act properly. We don't act on spiritual plane. We act on mental plane or on bodily plane. We side with the wrong person. But then ignorance is no excuse. We have to pay the price for that mistake. So I think, I don't know whether you made this point, if we realize our mistake which we made in the past, we sided with the wrong person, then not sided with the right person, we should immediately go and apologize to him. We realize I was doing injustice with this devotee, we should go and apologize to him. And if he forgive, then we will make some advancement. Otherwise, punishment is there. Difficulties there. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Yes.
What if we are in position to correct someone, if we are authority or superior, and we are not correcting that person, and because we are not correcting that person, that causes more problems? What happens?
Can you repeat a few words?
If there's a superior authority,
we don't let them know that to the superior.
If we are not using our position, if we are authority, and we were supposed to correct someone because what that person is doing is really not good, but we are not correcting the person, and because we are not correcting, that fact caused the most problems. So my question is, what happens?
Problems?
Yeah, I know the problems.
Problem
but
will
there
increase.
Is,
there is no correction, you know. And a person will act on bodily platform, mental platform, and make mistakes, and difficulties will be there. And one who is not correcting, he is also punishable. He will be punished also.
Is that negligence of duty?
You can say that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Any other question? So thank you very much, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.